Peter, we just saw a very high quality speedway match, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a fabulous night's entertainment, and you know, Bellevue contributed much to it, and if every match was like that, you know, the place would be packed every week.
We saw obviously a dramatic shift in it. Did the weather help you at all, or was it just one of those things?
It came at the right time, I think, that little bit of rain just livened the track up a little bit, because you know, our boys were struggling in one or two departments, but no, they dug deep. And I mean, when you look at it overall, to be 8 points down at the halfway point, but to win by six against a team of that quality shows the depth of resolve within the team. You know, they don't want to get beat.
You've had a change, obviously, forced upon you with the averages. Is that, does that have an effect on settling riders down into new partnership?
It does, but they're used to that, riding, you know, all over the place. So I don't think that's going to unsettle us too much. And as we saw at the end with Ryan Douglas's two paid wins when it really mattered, he's going to be an ace in the hole there. And I've seen the averages for the month of August, and he retains that reserve position throughout that month. So that's going to be a bit of an ace in the hole for us, I think.
Yes, and just as a last thought, you're in a run of meetings. People can see the league table, and there's Peter Worre, yourselves, and Bellevue. These are interesting sort of tests of strength for potential playoff meetings. I appreciate there's a long way to go.
Yeah, Bellevue have still got to come here again, of course, and Peterborough have got to come here twice. And I think they'll pose a bigger threat, actually, than Bellevue. But we've got them next Monday, and we'll be here waiting for them.